Pride. Pride is one of the seven deadly sins. In the 1950s, when I was a kid, people used to say, "I ain't proud." I guess that was sort of a colloquial acknowledgement of the biblical view of pride. It's now been decades since I heard that expression used. The word pride has lately been adopted by the same-sex crowd. They started with a one-day gay pride parade. They apparently like that so much that they're now planning to feel proud for an entire summer. Is there a vengeful God prepared to reserve a place in hell for someone who feels pride in some achievement that truly benefits the human race? I doubt it. If that were the case, hell would be as overcrowded as United States prisons. But since I'm most certainly not even a minor deity, you should not take my word as gospel. Apparently, some pride is allowed, but if you're caught exceeding your quota of pride, you could be in deep trouble. The state of affairs is especially troubling because there is no scientifically verifiable method of measuring pride, or any of the other deadly sins, for that matter. Preachers tell us we can rot in hell for all eternity for the sin of pride, but they give us no scientifically, logically, or mathematically verifiable method to determine whether we are being excessively proud. It was interesting to watch the recent altercation between the Proud Boys and Antifa activists. Since both of these groups were apparently willing to engage in physical altercations to enforce their view of social justice, perhaps they're both guilty of excessive pride. But again, there is no scientifically verifiable way to determine the correct amount of allowable pride. When the Antifa activists were unmasked, they suffered an immediate loss of a large quantity of pride. They became sufficiently humble to break off their attack and retreat. Did the Proud Boys help the Antifa activists to lose enough pride to save themselves from rotting in hell for eternity? Did the Proud Boys demonstrate excessive pride by unmasking the Antifa activists and thus earn themselves a starring role in eternally hellish activities? You might want to seek advice from preachers, teachers, or scientists to help you solve these moral conundrums. But there is no way to verify which preacher, teacher, or scientist has the correct assessment. Actually, there is no way to verify that any preacher, teacher, or scientist has a correct assessment of any social situation. While there is no known way to completely eliminate error in these moral assessments, there is a practical way to approximate a minimum crime solution to all these social problems. Use the power of no. If everyone can just say no to any proposal, then all the data processing capabilities of the entire society will be focused on finding minimum crime solutions to moral problems. I don't believe I'm the only one promoting the power of no. There appear to be numerous libertarians and conservatives that also favor the power of no. And there are even some liberals who have the same view. society based on the right of refusal is the best protection for minorities of all political persuasions. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.